Act 2, The Silent Decade, Our Quest for Sounds Recorded Between 1877 and 1887. When we established first sounds back in 2007, the earliest sounds anyone could hear were recorded in 1888. That same year, 1888, Edison's London emissary hosted a dinner followed by a phonographic soiree. In attendance was Arthur Sullivan, not yet Sir Arthur, of Gilbert and Sullivan, who recorded this toast to Thomas Edison.
For myself, I can only say that I am astonished and somewhat terrified at the result of this evening's experiment. Astonished at the wonderful power you have developed, and terrified at the thought that so much hideous bad music may be put on record forever.
These recordings were made in 1888 on Edison's newly invented wax cylinders, which we can play today without damage. Edison had invented the phonograph 10 years earlier, and the tinfoil recordings that survive from that period cannot be played without damaging them. So that creates a whole silent decade in which recordings were made, but which nobody living today had heard. One of the first things First Sounds asked was, do any silent decade recordings survive that we might be able to play, whether on tinfoil or any other medium? The answer is yes, quite a few. For instance, just months after inventing the phonograph, Edison and his men recorded the sounds of the brand new elevated railway in Manhattan. Directors of the railroad were receiving all sorts of complaints about the noise, and they engaged the Wizard of Menlo Park to identify and mitigate the sources of the noise. Notice the railroad director here with a bag of money in his pocket. Edison's approach was to record the sounds onto paper covered with a fine layer of soot. He could have recorded these sounds onto foil and played them back in his lab, but he made the recordings on paper because he wanted to examine them visually. Here's a close-up from one of these recordings. You see here it says September 19th, M-E-R-R stands for the Metropolitan Elevated Railroad. You see an arrow with the words train down, something starts at that point, ends several traces later with an X. You can see sound waves traced into the soot-covered paper. They have modulation, probably sound in there. These recordings are preserved in their original notebooks at the Thomas Edison National Historical Park in New Jersey. One of First Sound's first accomplishments was to determine that these recordings could, in fact, be played back. Working with curator Jerry Fabris, we made high-resolution optical digitizations of each sheet. Jerry had long wanted preservation-grade images of these recordings, and we're pleased that First Sounds was able to contribute those to the archives. We selected a portion of one sheet, processed the traces for clarity, and sent them to Earl Cornell at Lawrence Berkeley Labs, who used the lab's virtual stylus software, built with support from the Library of Congress, to convert the squiggles on the page into sound. In December 2007, this snippet became the very first sound from 1878 to be heard by modern ears.
Thank you.
We think these are vocalizations at the beginning of a recording, something like, "Hello, testing, is this thing on?" The voices aren't quite interpretable, but in evoking them, we established a powerful proof of concept that our digitization procedure and Berkeley's software could indeed play back recordings made in soot. And as you can imagine, we were elated. This was the first recording from the silent decade to be heard by modern ears. All told, the Edison site has 19 elevated railroad recordings from 1878, every one of which poses an array of significant challenges. But personally, I have high hopes for what we might hear. Contemporary accounts tell us that recordings were made inside the rail cars, traveling at high speed. Recordings were also made from the street, and these may have captured other sounds of New York City in that hot summer of 1878. We know that Edison often chose colorful language, and perhaps these traces captured an example or two of that. But most importantly, these are quite possibly the earliest surviving playable recordings of ambient sound made on American soil or anywhere. Another recording from the silent decade, this one in tinfoil, was purportedly made by Edison and Sarah Bernhardt during her visit to the lab in 1880. I've examined the foil in the Henry Ford Archives in Dearborn, and I'm saddened to report that it hasn't survived the ravages of time very well. But given that Wizard Edison was more than a bit smitten by Divine Sarah's charms, I suspect their tete-a-tete would be particularly interesting to hear.